Dun-dun-dun-dun! I have published a new book. It's called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. You can find it on Kindle and in paperback form on Amazon, and the audiobook is coming soon. So check out The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude on Amazon now. I have a great frustration, and I'm hoping that maybe you can help me with it. I keep seeing people saying things that eschew responsibility, and they do it for the best of reasons. There's a lot of people who are in a rough spot in their lives, and they're trying to point out the world is a harsh place, and it's not someone's fault if they're poor or if they're sick, and of course it's not. I don't want to blame people for being disadvantaged. Some people aren't born lucky. Some people aren't born with family that encourages them. Some people are born with physical, mental, emotional challenges. Of course, those are not their fault. But the problem is, when you internalize this idea that your life is determined by fate and by luck, you take your hands off the controls and you don't take responsibility for the outcomes, and that is one of the greatest disabilities you can have. When we talk about luck, the biggest luck factor I see is whether or not someone was raised with a family that told them they could control their own destiny or not. So people, for the best of reasons, are out there saying it's not their fault, and they hear that and say, yes, it's not my fault, I don't have any control. And they cede the control and the responsibility of their life, and they give up the only thing which could possibly get them to that better life. I've been in that tough spot. I've been in that tough spot myself. I've been homeless. I've been living on couches. I've been on food stamps. I've been worse than paycheck to paycheck. I've been tens of thousands of dollars in debt. I've been in those bad places. But I got out of those places because I was able to take responsibility, because I realized that my choices mattered, and even if I didn't see the results right away, those results would eventually come. It takes faith. It took years and years and years to get to where I was trying to get. And if I had people telling me that my choices didn't matter and that things weren't my fault, then why would I go to all that effort? Why would I try so hard if my choices didn't matter and if it was just bad luck? And I can't figure out how to explain to people that, yes, it's good to sympathize with people who've had a bad time, but that by doing so and by letting them off the hook, it is the worst possible injustice to them and disservice to them that you could possibly do, because it is robbing them of the most powerful tool that they have to get to the life they want to have. It robs them of their power. It robs them of their agency. I cannot figure out how to explain that to people who don't understand it. And maybe you can. Maybe you've been listening to this podcast, you're like, Michael, I know exactly what you need to say. Here it is. And if you know, please share it with me. Email me, michael@guywhoknowsaguy.com, and tell me what I need to say to get this message across, because I know it. I know what the key is. I've done it. You may have done it, and if you haven't, I hope you're learning it from this podcast. But everyone can take control of their lives and live a better life if they only realize they can do it. And does it mean that everyone wins when they try? No, of course it doesn't. But everyone loses if they don't try. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Even if they get lucky, they can't keep it. So I hope you can help me figure out how to share this message that we have power and we simply must seize it. I have published a new book called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. It's a lot of the same concepts. The basic principle of the book is that I was coaching clients, and they were telling me about their dream life, and I was recognizing elements of their dream life in my everyday life. And it made me realize there's things in my life that people are dreaming of. And there's things in my life that the me of a few years ago would absolutely have given his right arm for, and chances are you've got the same. So I took these concepts about values and what makes us do what we do, vision, where we want to be, and gratitude, appreciating the awesome things we have, and put them together into one awesome book called The View from the Deck, Values, Vision, and Gratitude. You can find it on Amazon.com. Just search for Michael Whitehouse, The View from the Deck, and get your copy today.